Love your weekend breakfast
with Refilwe and Mbakanyane on 702.
Let's walk the talk.
It's absolutely walk the talk, and I guess what we're looking at through the very specific experience of my next guest is the state of the black hair care industry. What's possible? What are the emerging trends? And what opportunities are there? Now, according to Mintel's 2021 report on the black hair market, the segment is worth about $1.6 billion and is expected to continue growing. But we know, unfortunately, that over the years, research and development when it comes to hair care for black people, it did not always cover all the hair types, all our needs, all our styles needed and want and demanded by black consumers. So there's a lot of bandwidth there, a lot of space to grow. And an unfortunate phenomenon was that for the most part, it was multinational companies who were benefiting from research and development and the demands of black people in the space. But more and more, which is really thrilling to see, we're seeing black women, black people playing in the space, developing their own products, introducing their products into the market, and of course benefiting from this very robust market. Joining me to talk about her own venture into this market is Charlotte Mensah. Charlotte is an award-winning hairstylist who's been at the forefront of the natural hair care movement since the early 2000s and has a hair studio with a cult following based in London, rather. It's called The Hair Lounge. Charlotte is also the founder of the Charlotte Mensah Manketti Oil product range with clients including Tracy Ellis Ross, Zadie Smith, Erica Badu, and Janelle Monáe, amongst other noted international celebrities. I guess I should also say that I shouldn't just call them celebrities. They're well-respected artists and writers and amazing people in their own right as well. But this morning, it is an absolute pleasure to welcome Charlotte Mensah to Weekend Breakfast and talk about her own venture into entrepreneurship and what she saw and experienced when she came to South Africa recently. Charlotte, good morning. Welcome to Weekend Breakfast.
Good morning. How are you?
I am so very well. I trust you are too, Charlotte.
I am. It's very early morning here, but it's all good.
Thank you so much for...
Oh my God, it's so early, but it's all good. It's all good.
Yeah. Well, thanks for making the time, Charlotte. First of all, we'll get to the fact that you are a stylist to celebrities and stars and your amazing clients that some of your amazing clients that I just mentioned who are phenomenal in, you know, and are well respected in their own rights in their career chosen areas of focus. But you, Charlotte, and I was saying to Zotwa, the woman that essentially ran your itinerary in this leg of your tour in South Africa as you launched Manketti Oil products here in SA. I was saying to her, it is quite unfortunate that you can be counted amongst a very small group of natural hair professionals and natural hair sort of authorities. Just put us, you know, for those that don't quite understand what we're talking about when we talk about the needs of black people in the hair care space and the fact that for us to start embracing and celebrating our natural hair as it grows out of our hair follicles is just really, unfortunately, a recent phenomenon. Give us a sense of what things looked like, Charlotte, when you started out as a hairstylist and perhaps as launching Hair Lounge in London.
Yeah, so when I started out, which was about, a good, over 30 years ago, it was very different. It was more about, relaxing your hair and weaves and lots of, curly perms. Mm-hmm. That was the trend, and also there was this kind of European standard of beauty, like whatever you saw in a magazine was always a very light-skinned woman with long, soft hair. You never saw the dark-skinned girl with, shorter hair. It was always, really long, soft. So we, everybody was trying to achieve that. So it was more like a chemical type of styling, everything was around relaxing your hair, cutting it, curly perm was so popular. I mean, I remember being a junior and I used to neutralize about 15 perms a day because it was just so popular.
Yes.
And everybody wanted to have this perm. And I mean, I think it was actually called Jerry Curls. Like, everybody that came and wanted this Jerry Curls. And about 17 years ago, I approached a magazine that was very popular in the UK called Black Hair. And I said, look, I really think we should start, you know, going back to our natural textures. I love to write for the magazine.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, they loved the idea that I pitched to them and they gave me the opportunity. And I remember everybody saying to me, oh, it's a fad. It's not going to last. No one's going to wear their hair natural. It's too much hard work. But, you know, 17 years later, it's like it's everywhere. Like, everyone's embracing. There's beautiful locks. I'm seeing so much natural textures everywhere, even South Africa. I was like, oh, my God, everyone's got their natural hair out. They've got it in, you know, in braids. They've got it out. They've got it in short crop. I've seen, like, buzz cuts.
Twist outs.
Yeah, twist out, braid outs. I mean, I'm seeing so much. And also, the good thing is, in our films, in the theatres, in, you know, the athletes on the red carpet, everywhere, like, in the magazines, you know, we're seeing that representation. So I just think it's such a good time. And, you know, it's great that we're all honouring and celebrating and embracing our God-given textures. I just think it's a good time. It's, you know, the movement. So it's been so good. But obviously, like, it comes with, like, a lot of maintenance and making sure that you're using the right tools, the right products. And, yeah, it's just such a great time for Afro curly textures right now. It's a brilliant time.
Absolutely. Of course, in November of 2018, you became the first black woman to be inducted into the British Hairdressing Hall of Fame. And I guess part of what you've alluded to in our conversation is how much has changed since you started out, how much has changed since you trained at the London College of Fashion. If you could, Charlotte, just talk to me about your hair care range, the Manketti oil product range, and why you decided that it was time for you to put out your own product and onto the market. What was the need that you were seeking to address and that you have addressed with your products? We'll get into your trip to South Africa.
Yes. So the Manketti oil range is like a labor of love. I mean, I've worked with so many brands for so many years. I worked with L'Oreal for a long time. I worked with Mizani, Aveda. I worked with so many other brands, but I always felt like the client that sat in my chair was always complaining that there wasn't enough moisture, they didn't like the smell, it left residues. So I always thought, why isn't there any Afro hair specialist with like their own hair care range? Or even if there was, it was very kind of mediocre. It was never a luxury or premium, or it wasn't really, like, really thought of. It was just anything, and they would just label it and put it on the shelf. And I wanted to do something so special and so luxurious, because mm-hmm. I just felt like we didn't have that product. And it was just sad that we had it in, like, a European market. You see lots of European top hairstylists with their own range of products, and aesthetically looked beautiful. But when it came to the Afro curly market, there was not anything there. Or if there was, it would be like a pink bottle with green writing. And I wanted to bring out something that was so special. So for me, the Manketti oil is designed for, you know, Afro mix and all curly hair types. And I made sure that, you know, the ingredients that we're using is ethical and it's sustainably sourced oils, especially the Manketti, which was being in, you know, it was like something that's been in Africa for so long, literally like 6,000 years. But as Africans, we never really respect the ingredients and the, you know, the sources that we had. We're always waiting for someone to package something and sell it to us, and we'll be like, yeah, this is great. So I seek to really find out, like, what, you know, what the benefits of the Manketti oil was, and I found that it was so moisturizing and hydrating.
Yeah.
And it also, the oil, it's so weightless that it doesn't just sit, because a lot of the Afro products and curly hair products tend to be very, very oily and it just sits on top. But
very dense, right?
It really goes into the hair shaft, and moisturizes the hair, but it doesn't leave that oily finish. And I wanted the packaging also to be really, really, really beautiful, because aesthetically, I didn't think we had anything beautiful. So I wanted to tell my story. So the design that you could see is actually from a kente cloth that my grandparents would wear in Ghana, which when they wore it, it just looked really, really majestic. They looked regal. It was very royal. And I wanted to tell that story of our African traditions and culture. So as you know, kente cloth is very colourful. So when I got into like producing the packaging, it just was a little bit too colourful. So then I started seeking out in other African countries, and I found that in Sierra Leone, they had this cloth called the Kuba cloth.
Yes.
So I took the geometric shape from the Kuba cloth and formed it into my name. And everyone that knows the product would know about the smell. The smell is incredible, because I believe that if you like the smell of the product, or if you like a scent, anything that you like if you really like the smell, you always go back and use it. So it took me about 2 years to work on the scent, which I think is so important, because sorry, did you
want to
say something?
No, I was actually about to interject and say, just tell us about, that development of a scent, because quite often you alluded to this, these products that are directed towards Afro hair and curly textures tended to be either brightly packaged, smell incredibly fruity, yes, as though they were sort of, targeting children. And and you walk around smelling like a fruit basket. And so it's off-putting as well, because now it's clashing with your Tom Ford perfume or whatever expensive cologne you've put on, right? Just expand on that for us, the smell and the development of a signature scent.
Yeah, so the smell to me was so important. And like, it took me like almost 6 years to develop the whole range, because I'm an expert, and I believe that I only want my client to have the best. I want my client's hair to be healthy. So, I was researching and researching. Initially, I wanted to use shea butter, which is a beautiful, beautiful ingredient, which is so beneficial in terms of moisture, in terms of hydration. But then when I actually got round to formulating the product, shea butter was everywhere, to the point where it was even in toilet roll. So I was like, oh no, this is not that exotic, exclusive shea butter that my grandmother used to use. Why are they even, putting it in toilet roll? So when I found out about the manketi oil, that was it. That was like, wow, I'm sold. So I researched and I realized that it's existed for so many years. It's from the tree called the Mongongo tree. Mm-hmm. It's wildly found in Namibia, Botswana, and southern parts of Africa. And I love the fact that the oil that's extracted from the nut is so rich, but yet weightless. And weightless to me is so important, because all our products that were made before was just so heavy, full of glycerin, full of all this really cheap ingredients. And you find that it just, everywhere you go, you see the mark of the grease on the wall, and it was just not good, So I wanted this to be so special and so nourishing,
absolutely,
but
absolutely,
at the same time the weightlessness. And the scent is something that I always know a scent from wherever country I've been to. I know, I recognize it by the smell of it. Like when I came out of the plane in Joburg, I immediately embraced the scent in the air, because I'm like, oh, so this is what Joburg smells like. I know the scent of Accra, I know the scent of London. So for me, growing up in Accra in my primary years was such a solid foundation. My grandparents were amazing, because they were just these two divine, dynamic couple that really instilled a lot of love and faith and, kindness. And they were so generous, like how they brought us up. So one of the things my grandmother used to do, she loved to use like nutmeg for cakes and bay leaves and rosemary. So all of those scents is what I knew as a child. And they were like memories that was embedded in me. And I wanted to use some of the scents from Accra, some of the scents from London.
Mm.
And that's what I'd use to create that smell that everyone talks about when they use a product.
Yeah.
So it's almost like everywhere I've been to in my life, I've collected that scent and the energy of the place and bottled it into the manketi oil.
Yeah.
So it has notes of like tangerine. It's got chili. Yes, there's a thickness of chili. It's also got coconut milk. Yeah, it's amazing. When you smell it, you're like, everyone always comes up to us and say, oh my God, the smell of the product, I can't, it's just amazing. I can't stop using it. So, yeah, that's how the range came about.
That's a fabulous journey.
A long labor of love.
Yeah, that's a fabulous journey.
6 years to produce a range. Most people are in a hurry. They're like, I want it now, but it's also all self-funded. So yeah. At times when I didn't have any more funds, I just used to park it and think, okay, you know, I don't have any funds at the moment.
And you'll come back
and
to it.
And sometimes too, I just didn't have the passion and the energy. So I'd be like, okay, let me put it down for a bit. When I feel that joy again, and, you know, then I'll come back to it. But I am just so glad that, you know, we were able to launch it 6 years ago. And it's been so well received. And now we're going global and we're launching in South Africa, which is so amazing. I'm just so happy about that.
What did you observe on during your trip to South Africa? And of course, you had a bit of a media tour and a media blitz. Where did you go, first of all? And what did you observe about our own hair care industry?
Yes, I just feel like in South Africa, there's so many beautiful women. I saw so many hairstyles. But at the same time, I felt like there wasn't a lot of access to, like, good products and good training. Like, I went into a few salons, and I'm like, I really would love to, you know, do more masterclasses and just help people to really educate them to look after their hair properly and to be able to grow their hair naturally and, you know, and to have healthy hair, because that's, I think, to me, that's what every person's looking for. Mm-hmm. Everybody just wants hair on their hair. They want their hair to be healthy. But the key is to knowing how to maintain it and how to look after it properly so that it grows.
Sure.
And I also felt like they're just, yeah, for sure, I definitely think that the education part is so important, and there needs to be more education around properly caring for Afro curly textures.
And it's quite interesting that you say so. Obviously, globally, the natural hair movement has grown quite a lot, quite exponentially. But, you know, part of that growth is also people on an individual level learning how to look after, celebrate their own hair and as you say, grow it, right? And maintain health. But also on a professional level, a lot of people who are in the hair business are self-taught quite often, haven't necessarily studied it. So there's a sort of professionalization that I think we all tend to talk a lot about and around, you know, for people that are sort of self-employed and work in the hair industry. So there's so much area, there's so much space for growth, Charlotte. When you decided to embark on the product, on creating a product, the Manketi oil range, what kind of research did you do in terms of, you know, just making sure that as one of few actual black women in the space, what kind of research did you do to make sure that in terms of market access and staying power, you'd still be relevant? Because, of course, we're used to multinationals playing in the space, creating products for us, but perhaps products that aren't necessarily good for our hair, or perhaps are leading us into the area of straightening hair as opposed to having and maintaining healthy natural hair.
Yeah, I think for me, I wanted there to be a legacy of, like, proper products that are good for the environment, good for our hair, but it's by an African, because for so, so, so many years, and even still now, everything we have is by someone else. Like, our food, we buy it from someone else. Our clothing, we buy it from someone else. Our beauty care, our hair care. So I wanted there to be that product that is universal. So my product, for instance, is genderless. All hair textures use it. Like, women with blonde hair use it. Mm. You know, everybody, like Asian women, use it. It's universal. I wanted that support that we've always supported as black people. We've always supported other multinationals. We buy everything from them, from our clothing to our cars to our... Everything, we buy it from someone else, but we've never had that support where others are supporting us in buying our products. So I made sure that the product is geared towards every hair type.
Sure.
It's an oil. I have 4C hair, I might need 5 drops. You have straight, baby blonde hair, you might need half a drop. It's for everyone, and I just wanted to tell that story so well. So aesthetically, I had to make sure that it looked beautiful to anybody with any, like, they can put it in their home and it doesn't look out of place. To me, that was so important because I'm very, very particular. Like, you know, I take so much pride in what I put in my home. Like, I remember I used to have products. When people were coming to visit me, I'd just hide it because it just didn't look good. And for me, I wanted to have that product that aesthetically looked beautiful in any home, whether it's a man's home, a woman's home, grandma, anybody can have it, and it didn't look out of place. But at the same time, to tell our story, to tell our African rich story, to me that was so important because it wasn't there. I never saw anything like my product. I never, ever. And I knew that there was definitely a market for it because when the women sat in my chair, I could see from the products they're using, from the way they talked about it, that there's something missing here. And we just didn't have that premium luxury Afro curly hair care range. We just didn't have it. It just didn't exist. And I mean, since I had launched mine, now there's a few more that have come into the market, but it's still not as well researched and, like, you know, where I'm taking this product and the story behind it, the energy behind it, is so deep that you can just, I don't know if you've used any yet, but you will feel it. Absolutely. The moment you open the bottle, you use it, the packaging, the whole feel of it, it's so special, so special. So to me, there's a massive market, and it's about time that we have that level playing field for everybody, not just for the multinationals, but, you know, us as, you know, you're an authority, you do hair every day. Of course, you know hair more than anyone. You should have a range. You should be able to speak about and have a big voice about the hair care market. And I just felt like it was about time. So,
Lovely stuff. Charlotte, thank you so much for your time this morning, waking up early and to spend some time with us on Weekend Breakfast. It really is fantastic to see more experts in that chosen field, such as yourself, creating those products and playing around in the research and development space around our hair textures and just, you know, sort of opening up that space more. So they say that you can't be what you can't see. So hopefully with endeavors such as yours, we'll have many, many, many more Charlotte Menses creating products for that people and creating products for everybody. Taking part in that space. Charlotte Mensah, it's been an absolute pleasure.